All right, folks, I tell you, we are live, and this is Alex Jones, your host. We thought we'd have that little pregnant pause there to bring up the suspense for you today. And coming up later in the broadcast, we're going to be talking about the national toll road system that's going in. Finally, more and more mainstream media is starting to report on this, how the railways are being given to Mexico, the ports to China, and the United Arab Emirates. They're going to have a monopoly over all of the infrastructure. This has always been part of the globalist plan, and now it's starting to come to fruition. So we have Sal Costello to give you a local view in one of the capital states of this takeover right here in Texas with the Texas Toll Party. And then coming up in the third hour, we have Jack Blood joining us, who's broken a major news story. For the last 3 weeks, he's had these secret documents from the Texas Department of Transportation. And it is just bombshell info, and that's going up on Infowars.com right now. So in the second and third hour, we'll be covering what's coming to a town, a city, a state near you. It's already moving ahead in Oregon, California, New York, New Jersey, Illinois, Missouri, Kansas, Texas, places like that, Florida, all over the place. But the frontline states are California, Texas, Missouri, and just a couple others. And it is just unbelievable. It isn't toll roads, folks. It's international lanes. It's international sectors. It's actually handing the country over to globalism. You see, you thought they'd never be able to just create the Pan-American Union, hand us over to the world government, but they are. They're already grabbing all of the key infrastructure that matters and handing it over to international bodies or international private companies, and it's all done as part of sweetheart deals. So the government buys up and takes over all the land and then starts handing it over to their private corporate cronies. So that's coming up. There is so much news we'll be covering in the first hour. In the meantime, Abu Ghraib leaked report reveals full extent of abuse, London Guardian. Now, we knew this a year ago when the Senate was actually allowed to see, quote, hundreds of videos and thousands of photos, and we have the Army's report saying what was in those, beating people to death, raping people. That's all admitted. But now others are being able to see some of these photos. What's in them? 1,325 images of suspected detainee abuse, 93 video files of suspected detainee abuse, 660 images of adult pornography, 546 images of suspected dead Iraqi detainees, tortured to death, 546 images. 29 images of soldiers and simulated sexual acts, and much more. We'll be getting into that. Of course, you know, Houston police chiefs announced he wants a law passed in the city that any new home has to be built with cameras in it watching you. We're not kidding. It's real. Associated Press. And that dovetails nicely with this article Paul Watson put together out of the Australian Daily Telegraph. Latest airline terror threat, people who read books. Rocker Henry Rollins reported for thought crime for reading a best-selling book on the plane, and they told him, don't ever read that kind of book again or you're a terrorist. I'm not kidding. This is in mainstream news, and we had Paul's comments on it as well. And there's all this hype about global warming, and the answer is global taxation, of course. Nothing to stop global warming if it's really happening. That's debatable, of course. But global taxation, and Arnold Schwarzenegger's leading the way at the state level to implement that. So we'll get into that as well for you. And we have reports of China and Iran are nearing a huge oil deal amid China threat U.S. to hold mammoth naval operations in the Pacific. Scientists set to answer South Korea's stem cell questions. We'll get into that. Renewal of the Patriot Act is assured. The Lexington Herald is reporting. Will it be expanded? That's the question we'll answer. Also, Russia warns U.S. against striking Iran. More on Iran. And then articles I see every day, like this one out of a Philadelphia newspaper, should Big Brother be watching? And they're recasting Big Brother as good and helpful and a friendly fellow. Big national ID card fight going on over in the United Kingdom. More on U.S. lawmakers calling for renewal of the Dubai port deal that we mentioned just a little bit earlier. And much more on the other side of this quick break. And, of course, we've done our big forensics test, and that video's up on the websites of the Cheney shooting incident. And what we learned is absolutely 110% conclusive. So we'll detail that as well. Stay with us.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Listen up, folks. Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now's the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy and everything is done legally and within the law. We have a better than 90% success rate. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration, credit repair, and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, big broadcast lined up for you today on this Friday edition. We have several guests coming on about the infrastructure being handed over to international corporations and even to governments. And there's such denial about this. Last Friday, I mentioned an article about how six U.S. ports are to be handed over to the United Arab Emirates, and they're going to have a monopoly. They're getting all the major East Coast ports, and then in case you want to try to bring it in and skip the Panama Canal and go to the West Coast, in case you want to try to go to New Orleans, they're buying that one too. For a, what, $6.9 billion, a paltry sum, really, in the over time for what they'll get for it. And then once they own all those ports, they can jack up prices even further, bringing in all the wonderful slave goods from China and India. And people really were in denial about it. It didn't matter if I had mainstream news articles posted. I was getting calls going, oh, is that really true, Alex? Other hosts were going, oh, I don't know if what he's saying is true. And I'm like, well, here's the news article. Now it's big, big news. And Congress is talking about a 60-day moratorium, and they're going to go do an investigation. This is how it works. There are two lobbyists, as we've talked a lot in the past about, two lobbyists for every member of Congress. There are lobbyists at the state level at an even greater number on average. And most of the lobbyists at the federal level, over half, are foreign registered agents. And I use this example a lot because it's a good one. few months ago the Houston Chronicle reported, and I was very thankful for it, on something that we were already aware of here, that the chief lobbyist for the government of Mexico, that aggressive state towards the south, the narco-terrorist state, that he had been hired by Rick Perry as the head of Texas-Mexico Affairs and Relations. While he was still a dual citizen of Mexico, he now sits in the governor's office running one of the most important offices. I mean, that's an example. In fact, it's not enough for the foreign lobbyists from Russia, China, England, France, hundreds of countries, Japan. It's not enough. The Netherlands is one of the biggest. It's not enough that they come and pay off our politicians in plain sight of everyone to literally hand over our infrastructure to private foreign companies and their own governments. Now we have to have them sitting in the government. And, of course, a better example is AIPAC, and that's the big Israeli lobbying consortium. And they openly are one of the biggest lobbies in Washington, D.C., and you've got Pearl and Wormser and Wolfowitz and others who all have dual citizenship with Israel. In fact, some of them are primary citizens of Israel, openly running key Pentagon departments and then being undersecretaries of defense, and then they move on to be World Bank head like Wolfowitz. This is all being done right out in the open. I mean, we're going to have nothing but foreign leaders. Pretty soon, I guess, the foreign governments will just pay off the politicians to scrap the Bill of Rights entirely, and we'll maybe put a Chinese president in and call him emperor and put a gold crown on his head. I mean, you think I'm joking. It'll probably come down to that in a generation or so if we don't turn this around. It's simple. People want mansions and fancy cars and mistresses. And you can pay them off to do it, and there's no oversight because the FBI and the different law enforcement agencies are run and commanded by people on the payroll. I mean, Alberto Gonzalez is the attorney general, and when he was White House chief counsel, he said Bush is the law. He's not above it. He is the law. We can torture to death whoever we want. And his deputy said, yeah, we can torture kids in front of their parents. That's John Hughes. So this is called tyranny. It has a name. And I heard Derry Brownfield this morning. I commend him. I was aware of this. We've mentioned it, how all the major railroad heads going up into the national hub that's going to be Kansas City and St. Louis, the two major hubs, but Missouri being the hub, from that point throughout the rest of the country, almost all the major railroads, but all the major spurs going into Kansas City and St. Louis are to be just handed over to Mexico. And it's finally in the Kansas and Missouri newspapers. He was reading them. This is very pleasing to actually hear the nightmare being admitted. The major ports have been given to China, the Panama Canal, Long Beach, and many others. One of the major ports up in Seattle. All of the major six major ports, deep water ports on the East Coast. And then, again, the only other major port other than Houston that's there is the Port of New Orleans. That's going to be given over to the Arabs. And because they got the money, folks. You see, our currency's now been debased by 45%, so all these foreign countries can buy us cheap. It's like the old joke of back when the peso's real weak, going down to Mexico to have fun for the weekend because you can stand there for a week on $100. Well, not anymore because the dollar isn't worth that much. So while everybody's busy watching ball games and getting drunk and having a good time and having fun in the sun and going to the bowling alley, whatever you do, and I'm not saying you shouldn't be able to go to the bowling alley or shouldn't be able to go on a vacation, but that's all we're into is being decadent blobs. While we're being distracted, the takeover is taking place, and all the major roads in America, all the interstate highways, almost all the major state roads in Texas, it is all of them, are going to have toll roads just thrown onto them, and it'll be paid to the foreign Spanish company with Juan Carlos, the king, as one of the major stockholders. We've got big news coming up at the end of the next hour and into the third hour with Jack Blood, who's down here in Austin, and insider will just tell you, inside the state government has given him the documents. There have been many valiant whistleblowers that have gone public, and we've just broken the news of that. It's up on Infowars.com. If you want to go read that story right now, you can do that. But we'll detail it on air coming up later. The roads are the see, once they take over a road, an existing road, to make it a toll road, they don't even have to upkeep it, and they're not according to the same standards of highway quality. But they get to, at the same time, even get money from the state to upkeep them, but not even according to code. So understand, see, this is how these deals work. The government pays for upkeeping the roads. The government pays to police the roads, and for a pittance, the highways are just given to foreign corporations. See, it's total looting, just because they come in with money and pay off your local politicians. You see, here's an example of a parallel. When you hear that in New London, Connecticut, they can take anybody's house they want, if a, quote, private interest can convince the local government to give them the land. But what you don't hear in the news and what is in the local papers there, what the eyewitnesses have talked about here on air, and we write articles about it that can't get picked up nationally because there's a blackout on this, is that you're not paid for your land, the value of the home. You are paid for condemned value, no matter if it's a beautiful Victorian home valued on the tax rolls at $300,000 to $500,000. You are then only paid for the lot value. You see, this is what's happening. And the Supreme Court ruled, if a private interest wants your land and says they can, quote, do something better, and if they can get the local government to agree to it, so they're openly saying you can come pay off the local government and then take whatever you want. That is feudalism. That is the definition of classical feudalism. Serfdom, neo-serfdom, neo-feudalism. Look it up, ladies and gentlemen. And it is just bone-chilling to me to see this happening and to see the general public in la-la land, meanwhile the police being militarized, being trained to be vicious like pit bulls against the general population, quote, because there's a terror threat and they've got to keep us safe. And listen, you can't just glaze over this. Associated Press yesterday, press conference with the police chief of Houston, Texas, 5 million people. The fifth largest city in the United States, set to become the fourth largest city next year, exploding. 7 million metro, 4.5 to 5 million, depending on what number you look at, in the city. They're trying to pass a law that every new home with the permit has to have cameras in it. Cameras in the home. I mean, listen, the Pentagon designed the program. The federal agencies paid the states a pittance with matching funds and unfunded mandates to put cameras up at every four-way stop in every one-horse town, every big city, everywhere. Neighborhoods, microphones going up for the last decade, scanners, everything, license plate readers. It's all gone up, and they keep saying it's for traffic. Then they announce, okay, it's for law enforcement to fight terror. That was always the stated plan in industry publications. Now they're doing it. The entire country is becoming a huge prison, but the border stays wide open because that's part of the plan to bring in slave labor wages to workers to drive down the wages even further. So this is the program. This is the control grid. And then rock and roll star Henry Rollins is on an Australian flight, and he's reading a best-selling book that has jihad in the name that I've seen in Barnes & Noble when I've been shopping. It's a bestseller. That's actually exposing jihadis. And they land the plane, get him off, and tell him, you've got to apologize for being a terrorist. You better, I have the article right here, you better promise to never read like anything like this on a plane again. The population is so dumb in the Western world, book title scare them. See, book burning, just a word, a white guy, and I make that point because imagine how bad it is for somebody with brown skin. I got so many Hispanic friends that they can't even fly. It didn't matter if their name's Gonzalez or something else, Ramirez. It doesn't matter. The people are so dumb. Well, you must be an Arab terrorist, too. And then I've seen them, the old World War II vets going to a Pearl Harbor reunion. Others have seen this, too, you know, with the oxygen tanks, and they're being harassed. It doesn't matter who you are. But the border's wide open, and then it comes out that they protected Muhammad Atta 13 times because he was a government agent and protected him. Lead hijacker, mainstream news. You see, you're starting to figure this out. The terrorists are in control of the government. The war is against you. Iraq isn't the prize, folks. We're the prize.
What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening. In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
"Since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer. Like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days."
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
"You know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they'd turn brown and they'd shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh."
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be that special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Some people think I'm sending a mixed message with that liner. Don't worry, this show is documented. No, we got the truth. We know who the crooks are. We know what they're doing. It's a big global organization. Their policy reports and operational manuals, most of them are public. And they're looting us. And this is how patronage works in an imperial system with these imperial companies, is they just go in, pay off the politicians, take over the public largesse, and then gouge you to even use the infrastructure, the water, the power, the roads, energy, everything. And it's now happening. And I want to get more into that Let me just spend a few minutes. I also want to get into the NSA. Russell Tice's testimony a few days ago. We have a 10-minute clip of it in Congress. We can't air the whole thing today because we got two guests coming on, but it's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And what he says is look, there's 50-plus programs that I know about that are spying on everybody, and what you're hearing from the president is nothing. It's the tip of the iceberg, but I'll be arrested if I tell you what I know. You can go watch it. And he said, I was in these programs. Well, that's what's happening. You see, but we don't need Russell Tice in testimony to tell us this. It's all been declassified for decades. They just retroactively then say, oh, no, you can't talk about it, because now they know that we're getting wise to it. You can go listen to broadcast I did 11 years ago. I'm talking about the NSA and keyword computers and randomly listening to all the communications. And you know, what I say, it doesn't scare me. It doesn't chill me they're doing that. I've known about it. That's why we're fighting it. And then you learn they were spying pre-9/11, and every time good federal agencies, defense intelligence, naval intelligence, FBI, CIA, they're full of good people in most of the compartments of the bureaucracy. And every time they tried to go, I mean, these guys are terrorists, they're about to attack, back off, they're government agents in a high-level government training op. Do you understand? We have the head of the Defense Language School, the dean, went public and said he was forced to train the hijackers. Do you understand? That's in Monterey, California. Do you understand? It's public. Do you understand that we've had embassy heads on to say it? It's been in MSNBC, but it gets reported and no one pays attention to it. But they were trained also at Air Force bases. They were government agents. Everybody keeps bumbling around, even in the 9/11 truth movement, not being able to figure out exactly how they did the attacks. They just know they did them. That is, i.e., elements of the government, elements of the global corporate structure. We do know how they did it. We have the entire thing put together. We have every piece of the puzzle now. We've had it for years. And I'm very encouraged to see a lot of top scholars, scientists, intelligence experts, so many people now going, oh, well, we figured out what happened. Well, you can go see martial law. You can see Masters of Terror. You can see films I made 3.5 years ago. You can read articles I wrote 3.5 years ago saying exactly what happened. And now as time goes on, my stories don't get disproven. It just piles on the evidence that I was correct. Because I understand how they operate. Not because I'm that smart. I study these people. Okay. I have, I don't know, what, 5-6 major servers, and there's some of them are the biggest servers you can get with just massive bandwidth and huge pipes. And last night, and you know we don't just say this for effect, our IT experts, it clearly happened. Last night after we uploaded my reenactment of the Cheney shooting from the Hill Country Rifle Range yesterday morning, at around 11 o'clock at night, or actually 11:30, we got done. And we uploaded it, and it was working fine from here. And when I got home and at 12:30, I sat there and watched it work great. And yes, clearly, someone went in and erased the entire server's video contents at about 3 a.m. this morning. They went in and erased the entire contents. We had it backed up, uploaded it again. They came right through the firewall and did it. And so now we put it on, what, 3 servers? And we're expecting attacks on all 3 of those. Believe me, they don't want you to see this reenactment. Because if this gets picked up on the web, and this gets syndicated on the web, and if this gets out to people, and if we can force the mainstream media to report on the fact that Cheney shot him up close, 100% proven, forensically, we had an engineer there and a police officer there, and we had the same shotgun, we had the same loads, the 7.5, all there. You understand, immediately, within hours of it going up, we were hit. They went in and erased the entire server. It was wiped. The wipe command was put in. It didn't crash. It was wiped. It was wiped. And I just want to tell those that did this, you're not going to stop us. Everybody, go get it while you can. Put it on your server. It's a 10-minute video report, very professional, full of documents and video. Get the text report and put it on your servers. We've got to do this. We've got to do this now. We are under attack right now. We are trying to syndicate it through our server system, so when the enemy hits, they've got to hit multiple targets. We've got IT people watching them when they try to come through the doors. These are very sophisticated enemies we're fighting, and they've designed the entire software structure so they have back doors. We're watching them. We're tracking them. We've got traces on them, but we are obviously under Defense Department attack, you need to go see the proof that Cheney shot him up close.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calvin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calvin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calvin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calvin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calvinpuresoap.com. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK. They'll haul away all that junk you need to make go away from your garage, storage, attic, job site, old office, home, or apartment. That's 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid. It is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Spring cleaning? Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK. They'll haul away that unwanted stuff from your garage, storage shed, attic, job site, office, home, or apartment. Call today. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
All right, I'm going to run through a gamut of news as fast as I can. Then we'll go to Ron, Charles, Moses, Bear in Texas, Ron, many others that are patiently holding. And coming up in the next 2 hours, we have two separate, very important guests to cover how the entire infrastructure is being handed over to private interest right in front of everyone's face. And it's not privatization. It is looting. Let me just tell you that this hour is brought to you by the Calbin Pure Soap Company. I just love these products. You know, you can go spend all this money on these new fancy dandy organic soaps that are made out of citrus and out of vegetables. And that's what they were doing in 1947, so 59 years. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, chlorides, glycerins, lanolins, vitamins, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? The Calvin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, and that's in their ad copy, it's now 59, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time ever, Calvin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calvin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. It's earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. They've got free catalogs. They've also got little deals, where starter packs where you get shampoo, bar soap, dishwashing soap in a little bundle for basically the price of, one bottle of toxic soap you buy at the store. You see, normally organic soap is much more expensive than the toxic, corrosive detergent-based soaps with the lauryl sulfate and the rest of it with all the health problems associated. No, with Calbin Pure Soap, you get it much less expensive than the toxic soap and a lot less expensive than the expensive organic soap, because they were organic before people even, called it organic back in 1947, 59 years ago. Save to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091, or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. C-A-L-B-E-E-N, puresoap.com, or there on the left-hand side of Infowars.com. There's a banner that links directly over to them. And once you try Pure Soap once, I guarantee you'll never use anything else. In fact, they just sent us another... I bought it from them before they were sponsors, but they just sent us a whole another big year's supply, and I just divvied it up between my staff here and gave it to them yesterday, because we've already got a bunch of it at home. And they got month supplies, year supplies. It's so inexpensive. You know, about 20% of your budget on average is spent down the toilet and drain on all these toxic chemicals that you buy at the store. 20% of your grocery bill. This is a fraction of this. On average, this is 85% less than that. So 1-800-340-7091 or calbinpuresoap.com. Be sure and check that out. And then very quickly, let me just say that if you want to see our powerful documentary film productions, you also fund us by purchasing them. That's how we can let hundreds of thousands of people go download video off of our servers, which is thousands of dollars, folks. It will cost me thousands of dollars in bandwidth, even buying it in huge bulk pricing, to be able to put out this free Cheney report, because it's so popular already. We don't just have the government attacking, we are trying to shut it down. We have people hitting it in mass. We have it on three different servers right now. This is how you support us, is by buying the DVDs and the VHSs and the T-shirts and the bumper stickers and the books on tape that we offer. It's not just my 14 films and my book and Paul Watson's book that we offer. We also offer our T-shirts that are pro-gun, pro-America, anti-New World Order, a whole bunch of different ones for men and women. Made in America, by the way. Costs a lot more for us to do that, but we do it. And then we also... I have PrisonPlanet.tv, all of my films, my Whitley TV reports, the video reports of live interviews here in studio, my book, Paul Watson's book, all my best audio interviews. It's ridiculous. PrisonPlanet.tv. There's so much there. 15 cents a day for your exclusive membership, monthly and yearly memberships. A yearly membership, you get 3 months free when you sign up for a year. Go get a $5.95 monthly membership. I mean, you spend $5.95 in 2 or 3 days on coffee, for coffee drinkers out there, who go buy it at Starbucks. This is a great deal, and it funds us, and it makes what we're doing possible. And I want to expand what we're doing. I want to increase our attack on the New World Order. I want to be able to expose them. I want to be able to fight them. I know it's effective, but we need your support. So, again, Infowars.com. To go order off the Secure Online Shopping Cart, hard copies of the documentaries and films that we carry, and books, carrying a lot of other new books and videos by other wonderful researchers. It's all up on Infowars.com to get a hard copy. Loose Change 2 by Dylan Avery, great 9/11 film. His second edition is just excellent. It's all up there on Infowars.com, or go to PrisonPlanet.tv to see it online right now. Okay, let's take a few calls so I can settle down a little bit. And because when I start working, 18 hours a day again, like I did, 17 hours like I did yesterday, I tend to get even more fired up and more aggressive in battling the New World Order, and I tend to skip over a lot of information we need to cover. But before we do go to your calls, let me just say this. We have reenacted scientifically the official story of how Dick Cheney shot Mr. Whittington last Saturday. Obviously, he covered it up for 22 hours, didn't let the police in for 13-plus hours. We know that he had to shoot him between 15 and 18 feet, from our scientific test you can watch video of right now on Infowars.com. We know that something is rotten in the state of Denmark, and we know that last night the server that it was on was attacked. Somebody went in and wiped the servers with a wipe command. Very sophisticated attack. It is an official hack. And so we've got it up there on different servers right now, and I have no doubt they'll be attacking again. Go download it. Put it on your server. Put it on the BitTorrents. Put it out there on other people's servers. Share it. Get it out there now. Don't just hyperlink over to it. We need you to get it so that the cat is out of the bag, and then they'll move on. I mean, they were waiting yesterday because I promoted it big time on air that it would be going up around 6 o'clock at night. Of course, it took about 5.5 hours longer than that. With us in here to get the 10-minute report up, because we had three different cameras, about an hour shot on each camera. We had to put it all together, put the documents, the photos in, the forensics reports, the Texas Department of Parks and Wildlife report, the medical reports, all of it. I mean, this is a professional TV production that could even air on Discovery Channel that Ryan Slickhuysen threw together yesterday after getting up, you know, at 6 a.m. to meet us here at the office and go in and videotape and help us conduct the experiment. So I commend him. And it needs to be seen. It deserves to be seen. But frankly, it's already getting so big that even if they don't go in and try to wipe our servers again, because they've got backdoors to everything, folks, that it is important that you get it and syndicate it, because they cannot attack hundreds of sites that have it. So, again, help us get it out now. Go to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Link through. Grab it. And host it on other servers. Get it out there on the big file-sharing networks. And this is a big story. Explain to people. The media has turned this, the mainstream-controlled press, has turned this into a big political distraction. They're attacking Cheney for all the wrong reasons. Al Franken and the rest of them are not going after Cheney on the cover-up, on blocking the police, on saying he wasn't drinking, and now saying, oh, just one beer. Yeah, just like the DWI guy. It's just, I just say one beer, officer. And it turns out, you know, he's got a blood alcohol level of 1.8, and he's been drinking Jack Daniels. This is classic. We said day one, back on Monday, hey, especially in Texas, most people who hunt drink. I don't do it. I won't do it with people that do. But I can guarantee you, folks, it is heavy drinking in most cases, duck hunting, grouse hunting, pheasant hunting, quail hunting, dove hunting. And it is a bad recipe. And there are major news articles out now admitting, of course, 5 days later with medical doctors saying, oh, yeah, if somebody drops a gun or falls over and shoots somebody before 11 a.m., it's usually an accident, but we see most of the accidents after noon, and it's almost always alcohol-related. But Tucker Carlson got up a few nights ago and said it's ridiculous. No one drinks when they hunt. It's never been heard of. It's not going on, and we say it looks like drinking, but we don't want to speculate. We focused in on the ballistics as soon as we knew that he'd been hit in the heart and then it had gone through all the layers of clothing. When we were shooting a watermelon, a Cornish game hen, smaller chicken, paper targets. We were testing the spread and penetration. We did multiple tests, about 8 different tests while we were out there, from different distances. Most of the tests were from the 30 yards, i.e. 90 feet, translated, converted. And we knew that he was shot. I said around 15 feet, just from my knowledge of shotguns. Turns out 15 to 18 feet. There, in between 15 and 18 feet, depending on which test we did, when shot from 90 yards, it just didn't even penetrate a millimeter. So understand, he shot him up close. That proves the whole story is a fraud and a lie. This is the smoking gun, and that's why they're afraid of it, and it's being ignored. Can the alternative media force it out and force the mainstream news to report on it? Because if we can bring Cheney down for lying on this, that could stop the Iran invasion or back it off. Seriously, this is how this works in history. Small things can bring down tyrants. Obviously, the New World Order controllers will still just keep moving forward. Now there's talk of trying to kick him out and move in Condi Rice, another puppet. The point is, it will damage this neocon, anti-American, big government, gun-grabbing, war-mongering system. So it's up on Infowars.com right now for you semi-computer savvy folks. I mean, I'm not very computer savvy, but I know how to go download stuff and post it on servers and news groups and BitTorrent and file-sharing networks. Go get it right now. Get it out to everybody. If you get home from work today and the site's gone down again, either from massive traffic or another hack, wait till it goes right back up again or find it somewhere else and distribute it. It is so important. You know, I hardly ever get on here and rant and rave about a story we've done, even though most of them are very, very important. Okay. I'm going to move very quickly through your calls. So we got guests coming up and a lot of other news I've got to cover. And there's so much here that we need to go over. But let's go to Ron in Nevada. Ron, you're on the air. Welcome.
Good morning, Alex.
Hi.
I wanted to ask you, I was talking to call you about the Cheney shooting, but I was wondering if there's a restriction on the Texas hunting license on sunset. I know some hunting licenses have a restriction.
Yeah, 5:30 isn't sunset here now.
But is there a restriction on the hunting license, though?
Yes, you can't hunt quail after dark.
Ah, okay. Do you know what time that he actually shot Wellington?
Well, I mean, they lie so much, but they're saying around 5:30.
So they did reduce it back to the sunset time.
But well, I doubt they were hunting in the dark anyways, because you can't hunt birds when it's dark.
Yeah, but if you have a couple of deers or something, you know, who knows, you know. You know what I'm saying?
I know, but I mean, it's an interesting point, but just why speculate when we know he shot him up close? We know the whole story's a lie.
Yeah.
And they lied about everything else. They lied about, you know, how bad off he was hurt when they knew from the time he got the x-ray. I mean, it's been nothing but lying.
All right. Did they use lead shot or steel shot? Do you know that by chance?
The ballistics really aren't any different, and we don't know.
Well,
but normally 7.5 is not coated because it's such a small BB to begin with.
No, wait, it's lead not coated? Is that what you're saying?
I just said, sir, I don't know the specifics of the component of the shot.
Yeah, because if you have a lead pellet near your heart, I imagine you got more problems than just the pellet itself.
You know? I hear you. I appreciate the call, Ron. Charles in Louisiana. Charles, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Mr. Jones, I just wanted to get your opinion. What do you think what's going on in Louisiana now, what they're trying to do? Just break the state off, run everybody out?
What we predicted they would do, they're doing. They are openly going to take most of the property and do it into big developments and build a bunch of hotels and casinos that elites are given first dibs on controlling. Another big sweetheart deal, and they're using it to turn into a whole federal zone, and they're going to give the major port there to the United Arab Emirates.
I'm a longshowman, but you know, all my life.
You're going to be working for the Arabs.
Yes, sir. Well, I'm retired now. But anyway, you know the electricity companies here, if they want your house now, they'll just send you a $1,400 bill. Jump up from $200 to $1,400 now.
Well, I agree. That shows the corruption. You know, in the past, I never had to dispute water bills. I never had to dispute power bills. They'll send me a power bill for sometimes, you know, $1,500, $1,500 is what I've seen. And it can even be when I've been out of town for a week and everything's turned off. And, you know, the month before in the middle of the summer, it was $800 and now it's $1,400 or it's $300 and now it's $1,000.
Yes.
And you'll call them up, they'll admit it's a mistake or, oh, you got a $2,000 water bill. And we're like, there's no broken water here.
Not a mistake, kids. Not a mistake. They're paying three times as much.
Sir, I have the phone company all the time cheating me, and then I call up and have to sit on the phone, and they admit, oh, it's a mistake.
They're not admitting mistakes here. $1,400 bills going from $300.
Yeah, everything's going criminal. It's just, everything's robbing and cheating.
And another thing is, now, all the police is going to be leaving because they ain't got no housing. They got the cruise ships. They're going to be putting them out, and they don't have no trailers. Last week, the sheriff had to go steal trailers for some residents. The sheriff.
But there are tens of thousands of trailers in Texas and Oklahoma.
Yes, sir.
Brand new trailers just sitting out there.
16,000 altogether.
More than that. You're talking about Oklahoma.
Yes, sir. Well, what's got me is our state's gone. They took our state over. And I don't think that people's going to be living on the outskirts with the bills going on right now, $1,400 bills. I don't know what's going to happen, but people's going to have contempt for these politicians. They're going to have to wake up and fight, or they're going to be in the street like a lot of people are out in the street right now. Crime rate's so bad up here right now, people don't know what to do. People just, they're confused. But every state, this could happen to any state at any time. And people's got to wake up here and quit griping about it and do something about it. Have contempt. Call them politicians and show your contempt. Show your fury, because I'm just sick.
Well, I think more than that, you know, the politicians know we're angry at them. That's why they're building more emergency command bunkers and militarizing more police against us. I mean, they're moving forward in a big, big way. The key is calling into other talk radio shows, starting your own organizations, getting aggressive and waking up the rest of the sheep, because you're awake there, Charles, but a lot of people aren't awake.
Well, a lot of people here because of your tapes. I mean, my parish, everybody knows what's going on. We don't even have, we ran FEMA out of here. Because of them tapes, we ran FEMA. We wouldn't take FEMA.
Oh, really? So over the years, I've talked to you before, you handed out thousands of videos and that had an effect.
Yes. Oh, yes.
I know some parishes did run them out physically.
Well, yeah, we told them no. Well, I even got the president of the council up here on a radio show. And we ran FEMA out, but FEMA's taken over and the motels. They won't even leave the motels. The motels and bathrooms are trashed. And they were supposed to leave, and they tell them they ain't leaving. The police won't do nothing about it. The small motel owners are just so frustrated. They're not making no money. I mean, I'm telling you the truth. It's confusion, nothing but confusion up here, and it's due to FEMA. FEMA caused all this.
Well, don't worry. If Al-Qaeda taxes, the government will do a good job confiscating your guns. First thing they do is not allow food or water to come in. We just got to go into the neighborhoods and take your guns. Charles, I appreciate your call. I understand your frustration. Well, I really can't understand it. I'm not in Louisiana, but I empathize with you, and I appreciate the call. Moses, Bear, Ron, others, your calls are straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Stay with us. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Because I'm angry. I'm tired of a pack of criminals, that's what they are, with a bunch of fancy PR teams robbing the living daylights out of us. And all their power and all their control is never enough. They want more, 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 more. And it's all going to be for terrorism. They're going to have to take your property and your pension funds to fight the terrorists. They're going to have to tax living daylights out of you to fight the terrorists. They're going to have to take your guns away from you to fight the terrorists. They just have to rule over you and have a tyranny and be in total control. Not because they want power. No, they hate it. It's because they want to keep you safe. They care about you. All right, Moses just hung up. Let's go to Bear in Texas. Bear, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. I have something that's probably going to upset you even more. There's on Tuesday, February 14th, a man, a kind, gentle-hearted man, was going out to take... in North Austin where these homeless people live. He was taking out toilet paper and water and ice and clothing to them. And he had his dog with him. His dog was walking ahead of him, and he saw a pair of black pants in the brush, and suddenly a shot rang out, and it was a police officer, and he shot his dog for no reason other than to intimidate the people out there. Then they arrested the man. They cited him for having a dog off of a leash. They said that they maced the dog, but the dog didn't. He rubbed his face all over his dog when he was trying to hold
it. Well, the Austin SWAT team, it's always been glorified on national television with their little TV show, Texas SWAT, and they're a big part of it. I've been to the houses.
This is murder. It's murder, and we're doing something about it.
Sure, I've been to the houses where they... where they just go in and automatically, chihuahua, pit bull, doesn't matter. They shoot it, quote, because the dog causes a disturbance. So if they come in your house, your dog's dead.
In open.
I understand.
And it was a small black dog. Everybody knew the dog. It was friendly and kind and loving. This dog showed no action towards the officer, and he shot it. And they're trying to cover it up. They're trying to say that the dog was being menacing towards them. It's just more of this tyranny.
So somebody's hiding in the bushes.
Yes.
I'm not familiar with the case. Has it been in the news?
It just happened on Tuesday. No, of course it hasn't been in the news. It just happened Tuesday. They don't talk about things like this on the mainstream news. They don't tell about dogs being murdered by police officers.
Well,
that's what happened.
It's been in the news a few times. So the dog barked at somebody in the woods, so they shot the dog.
He didn't even bark. He made no movement towards him. He was just simply walking down the trail.
Well, I'll have to check it out. I don't know the particulars.
Okay.
And
we emailed you. We just sent you an email about this. We want this to get out. We want people to see that they're trying to intimidate the people.
I hear you. Thanks for the call, sir. I appreciate it. I'll have to check it out. You know, you called in with a name called Quiet Bear or something. So then when somebody calls in with that, I'm kind of like, okay, is this a serious phone call or, you know, what's going on? I have no doubt that they didn't, you know, that they shot the dog. Remember the footage in Tennessee of the lab running up, wagging its tail? Universal, hey, I'm your friend. I want to be petted. And then the cop doesn't know a yellow lab is the sweetest creature on earth and shoots it a whole bunch of times as the family screams and cries. Just because they opened the car and the dog jumped out and was wagging its tail, sniffing the ground. Oh, my gosh, that dog just jumped out of the car. You know, it's like my Boston Terrier. You leave the door open, it goes running out the front door trying to lick and kiss whoever's out there. And, you know, is it going to be gunned down? I don't know, but thank you for the call, sir. Send me some information on it, and I'll check it out. I don't know what email address you sent it to, tips@infowars.com or ryan@infowars.com. Those are good places to send it. But if it was just an email saying this happened, and the problem is my phone's ring off the hook. It's very frustrating. The government's taking my children. The government's taking my ranch. The government's taking my business. The government shot my dog. Hundreds of phone calls a day. Pouring in hundreds of emails, really thousands of emails, hundreds of faxes, and everybody's like, can't you answer my question? Can't you help me? Come out and do a report. There's not enough hours in the day to deal with the sickness of this country.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNlive.com and reserve it today, or call toll-free 877-300-7645.